Like lots of pro athletes, former Major League pitcher Ron Guidry says he can identify the day upon which he began to thrive in the preposterously competitive world of pro sports. And we'll get to that point shortly. I don't know Ron Guidry well enough to be sure he's precisely as humble now as he was before he made the bigs, but I can say he's remained true to his roots in Louisiana.
You know, instead of just having people just call you Mr., Ronald, Ronnie, Ron, just call me Guidry. It's what everybody generally calls me.
It's unlikely that Guidry's first manager in the major leagues called him anything that civil, at least in the early days of their association. The manager was the famously pugnacious Billy Martin. The year was 1976. The ballpark was in Florida. Guidry, the new kid trying to stay on the roster of the New York Yankees, wasn't worried about stats in spring training games. He was just trying to find his rhythm and get sharp.
But in Billy's eyes, that's not how it was supposed to work. I was supposed to be striking out everybody that I faced, from day one. But it didn't work. So that first year in 76, I think the first time I went out in a game, I gave up a couple of runs. And then the next time, another couple of runs. And then finally, he came out to the mound one day and he says, "Is there anybody in this league that you can get out? Because if you can, let me know. I'll let you throw to that guy."
It's tough for a youngster still trying to earn a job to stay positive when the manager says something like that. Under some circumstances, perhaps the rookie could count on support from somebody upstairs in the organization, say the owner. In 1976, that was a fellow at least as pugnacious as the manager. The owner was George Steinbrenner.
Yeah, he didn't like me either.
So Martin and Steinbrenner had that in common, and maybe as late as early April 1977, they had reason to doubt Guidry. I mean, by then he'd been bouncing between AAA and New York for two seasons, and what had he done?
Nothing. Not a thing.
3 games into that 77 campaign, Guidry thought that might change. The Yankees had started the season with a win and 2 losses. Anywhere else, that might not have mattered much. In New York, it did.
Mr. Steinbrenner thought that we should win every game. We should be 162-0. And starting off 1-2, that's like, oh, the season's over with.
In Game 4, the Yankees faced the Kansas City Royals, led by George Brett, perhaps the most accomplished hitter of his time. The game went into extra innings. Guidry and fellow reliever Dick Tidrow were throwing in the bullpen, and the call came for Tidrow, who held the Royals in check for an inning before allowing a double. At that point, conventional baseball wisdom suggested that the left-hander, Guidry, should come in to face left-handed power hitter John Mayberry. But Martin stuck with Tidrow. Mayberry got a hit, the Yankees lost, and Guidry was confused.
Well, you're frustrated because, why you're here. I mean, I'm here, I'm fresh, I'm ready, I'm throwing well. You haven't used me yet, but, it's like, what more do you want? What more can I do?
The writers wondered about that, too. After the game, one of them asked Billy Martin why he hadn't gone with the percentages and brought in Guidry. Martin said Guidry had no experience, and the writer wondered out loud how the kid would get any experience if Martin never pitched him. It was April, still early, so no punches were thrown. Now the Yankees were 1-3, and the next night's game brought up a similar set of circumstances. Get him up in the bullpen.
I knew I was going in. The reason why I knew I was going in was because the left-hander that I was going to be facing was George Brett, okay? He's going to put me in there. It could have been any other left-hander other than George Brett, but no, he's going to wait until I get the best hitter in baseball.
Remember, not so long before that day, Martin had sarcastically asked Guidry if he thought he could get anybody out. Was he putting Gator in against the game's best hitter so he'd have an excuse to send him back to AAA when he couldn't retire George Brett? Maybe that's what Guidry was wondering when, with a man on second, Brett slammed one of his pitches back through the middle for a hit. It might have gone into the books as one more ignominious stint on the mound for the winless kid, but...
But Mickey Rivers was in center field, and for some reason, he had shortened up in center field. He wasn't playing as deep as he normally plays. Cut the ball off, made a perfect throw to home plate, and we nailed the guy. Game stayed tied.
In their next at-bat, the Yankees scored.
You know, Billy asked me, well, how do you feel? I said, I'm good. So he says, okay, you get the next inning. So that was the eighth inning. I got, you know, three up, three down in the eighth inning. I didn't throw very many pitches. And then he let me go back out in the ninth inning, you know, and I finished.
Just like that, a day after Martin had passed over Guidry, Gator had his first major league win.
The previous night, he had said, I'm not using Guidry because he doesn't have the experience.
Yeah.
And after you had 24 hours more experience, not pitching, but sitting in the bullpen watching the game and maybe getting a good night's sleep in the hotel, as far as I know, then you were ready.
Oh, yeah. Then it all changed, right? But I mean, all I know is it turned around. For me, that turned my career there, I think, around, especially as far as in Billy's eyes.
It was a career that would see Guidry converted from a spot reliever to a starter who would win 170 games. He picked up a Cy Young Award along the way and made four All-Star teams. He played on two World Series winners, all of which not only won him the admiration of his manager, but must have endeared him to Mr. Steinbrenner as well, right?
I'd always argue with Mr. Steinbrenner when he'd bring out, like, okay, you just lost two games in a row. You lost 1-0 to Nolan Ryan, and then in your next start, you lost 2-1 to Jack Morris. Okay? Both these guys are Hall of Famers. And you're going like, okay, I gave up three runs, but I got two losses. It's not my fault. The team only scored one run. It's hard to win with one run in two games. That's a half a run a game. Okay? But in his estimation, I shouldn't be doing that. Now, if I rip off five or six games, which I did often, he never came in the clubhouse and congratulated me. It was my job. So he just thought that we should win every game. But, you know, that's who he was.
As Guidry sees it, George Steinbrenner would have to have been who he was in some other pitcher's face if, when George Brett hammered that Guidry pitch into center, Mickey Rivers hadn't been playing shallow enough to cut off the run, and Billy Martin hadn't shrugged and left Guidry in. One win in the books, 169 more to come. Since his retirement, Gator has continued to join the Yankees in spring training. He's the guy who sits down with the discouraged pitchers to tell them how suddenly, how dramatically, and how pleasantly things can sometimes change. Ron Guidry's book is Gator, My Life in Pinstripes, written with Andrew Beaton.